talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here, just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama could have pictures.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Miranda Lambert, The House That Built Me, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to interior designer Ryan Marie Prowse with Ryan Marie Design and Decor. Also, Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries. Also, Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. And finally, physician's assistant Rose Tregesser with B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness. But joining us now is Charleston Home and Design Magazine content manager, Ashley Rowell. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. It wouldn't hurt to let our listeners know about these home theme songs. If a song mentions a home, the word home, then we try to use it to in the beginning of our radio show. And have you gotten obsessed with listening to songs? And when you hear the word home in a song, you say, oh, that could be one of our home theme songs?
Yes, definitely. And I get really excited to know that my favorite artists are singing songs that use the word home. Like, I'm a big Ed Sheeran fan.
Ashley, you are in charge of sending out our newsletter email, and talk about that a little bit for our listeners.
Yeah, so we send out two e-newsletters a week. One is about our editorial from our latest issue, and the second one features some great sales from some local furniture and services around the Lowcountry.
Gotcha. And some of those specials that that people can look forward to when they get our e-newsletter?
Yeah, so in this week's e-newsletter, Houseful is doing an outdoor furniture sale, 15% off HOUE. That's a tough one to pronounce, outdoor furniture. They kind of are encouraging you to redefine your outdoor space as it gets a little bit warmer and spruce it up with some new furniture. Stephen Shell Living is celebrating daylight savings and is having a 25% off sale of furniture, lighting, and rugs. And then Sherwin-Williams is offering free virtual color consultations. So they're encouraging you to see your space in a different light by offering a free 30-minute consultation where they can color your space to potential colors to see what works best with the furniture pre-existing in your room.
Do they come out to your house, or do they do that virtually?
They do it virtually, which is very interesting.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the more common challenges that homeowners have is picking the right paint color, and mm-hmm. nobody, you know, the thing about paint is if you don't like it, you can just repaint over. That's what everybody says, but it's still time and money and so forth. So it's better to get it right the first time if possible, right?
Yeah.
So, So to get some free advice with that, and all of the details on how to take advantage of that, the free paint design consultation, that's in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. There will be a QR code. You can scan the newsletter if you access it through your email on your computer, or they offer a link at SWCOLORCONSULT.com.
Well, I hope no one's trying to write that down as they're driving down the road.
That's true. But also, this is all great news, but in order to sign up for our newsletter, you have to go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and click the subscribe tab to become a subscriber of our e-newsletter, and then you'll be a subscriber for life. So you'll get two newsletters sent to your inbox every week.
And one of them has those, some of the great deals that we just talked about. And what does the other newsletter, our second newsletter, have?
So our magazine is so big with so many different projects. So we kind of condense it down and we make it a quick read. And we have some beautiful projects that we highlight each week in that e-newsletter.
Gotcha. Well, we are coming up on closing out our current issue, which is our winter issue. It's got Leva Bonaparte from Southern Charm and Southern Hospitality on the cover, and this is our big kitchen issue, and and we've got an interior designer spotlight in here, but pretty soon people aren't going to be able to find the winter 2025 issue, because we'll be coming out with our spring 2025 issue, which we're working on now, right?
Yes, we're very excited, and our staff is working very hard to get it ready for you guys on time, and we hope that you're able to flip through and feel inspired with the upcoming issue.
Yeah, and we're not going to reveal who's on the cover for spring 2025 yet, but what are some of the features that we've got for the spring 2025 issue?
So we have a lumber feature, which I think is really cool because the climate here in Charleston is tough. And so it talks about highlights good materials that you can use to build decks around your home, and then where you can go to the suppliers, and also some people that could help you build that deck here locally in Charleston. Another feature is our bathroom feature. So kind of similar to our kitchen feature, but we feature many, many baths that are great for you to look at, maybe feel inspired and call one of these people to redo your own bath.
They're all local projects. Mm-hmm. I got a peek at the at our bathroom guide. It's beautiful. It's one of the best ones we've ever seen. So much beautiful photography, and so I hope everyone will check that out. But pick up the winter 2025 issue before you it is replaced with our spring 2025 issue. Well, I hope everyone, including you, Ashley, have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
And if you do want to pick up the winter 2025 issue, our big kitchen showcase feature, you can go to just about any home-related showroom in the Charleston area, like Meltzer Tile in North Charleston, or Charleston Lighting in West Ashley, or GDC in Mount Pleasant, and go ahead we have racks with our magazines right near the front door. It makes it easy for people to grab one after they're doing some shopping at these different places. So pick up the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine before it's too late, and we look forward to our spring 2025 issue coming out very, very soon. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
And now we're talking with interior designer Ryan Marie Preuss with Ryan Marie Design and Decor. How are you, Ryan Marie?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Ryan Marie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Ryan Marie Design and Decor.
Absolutely. Started about 5 years ago. A passion project, if you will. I was a school teacher for many, many years, and the joke was I took way too much pride in decorating my classroom. So it kind of fed into that, and then we did a bunch of renovations and remodels, and that led me to realizing this passion was a little more than just a hobby. So I opened up Ryan Marie Design and Decor. It is a full-service interior design studio. We specialize in full service design as well as some other packages throughout the Charleston area.
Well, very good. You got sick of all your friends and coworkers at school hitting you up for free design advice, huh?
You got it. I was the resident decorate the boards teacher.
Right. Well, I visited the Ryan Marie Design and Decor website, and it's very interesting. I like how you folks have broken things down to make it simple for homeowners into different packages. And can you describe the different packages? Because I think that's kind of a bit of a mystery sometimes to homeowners. They wouldn't mind working with an interior designer, but they don't know what's involved with it, or if they're going to, you know, it's going to cost them an arm and a leg and things like that. So maybe they don't even ever reach out. And so, but I like how Ryan Marie Design and Decor, you folks have got different packages. So it makes it easy for a homeowner to understand what their obligation would be.
Absolutely. I think when I started this, I wanted to make it approachable. I feel like that's just who I am as a person. And so I know that sometimes interior design could be a bit daunting. There's a lot that goes into it. I think some people, like you said, don't necessarily know what is involved. So I wanted to simplify that approach. So my three packages, I do offer the traditional full service design, which is for people who are looking for that full transformation, the turnkey, the full renovation, I don't necessarily know what I'm doing and I want someone else to take the lead. I have a vision, but I don't know how to execute it. And mm-hmm. So I think that full service is pretty general as far as, a full service kitchen, or I just want to refurnish my whole home and I want someone else to take care of it. I don't want the hassle. So a full transformation without the hassle. I also introduced a designer by your side package, which has been very popular, and it's a little more of a hands-on approach for the homeowners. I think a lot of people just don't know what direction to go, but they want to do all the work themselves, whether that means phasing out a project or doing a room here, a room there, but they want to do all the purchasing and they don't want everything done by someone else. They're capable of it, but they are relatively clueless or just need a direction of some sort. And so I started this Designer by Your Side package, which has been a huge hit with a lot of my clients. And it's, you know, selecting lighting, creating a room layout, just kind of being by their side while they take their vision and together we build something that they're excited about. I also have a Designer for a Day package, and this came out of my Designer by Your Side, people that literally only needed about 5 hours of my time, and that is on site for the day, and we tackle all of your questions, whether that is, I want to sit at a tile showroom with you and go through and pick tile for my bathroom, or it's, can we spend 5 hours in my home walking through and you tell me, what should I do in here? What color paint should I put in there? How do I make this room more functional? And that's a quick in and out one day, and I am there with you, give all my design advice, help however we need help, and then hand it off and you're on your own. So I just felt like it was a simplified approach to interior design, which could be a bit overwhelming for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It baffles me why homeowners don't seek the design advice of interior designers more, and I think it comes down to just not really understanding what an interior designer is there to do. I think there's a lot of folks that still think that an interior designer is just going to help you with furniture placement or something like that.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot more that goes into the process. And so you used an example of you know, if somebody's remodeling their home, when they make that decision that they're going to pull the trigger on a renovation, they usually have it figured out how they're going to pay for it. They've got some money set aside or do a home equity loan or something like that. And then they just sort of skip to the end process where they envision everything's going to be great because I've decided to do this and I've devoted some dollars to it. And so the end result's going to be great. And the reality is right. It's possible you could spend all that time, all that money, and the outcome may not be what you hope for. And so why take a chance on that when you can hire a professional to ensure that the end result is what you're looking for?
Absolutely. And make that process seamless in areas that otherwise could be very stressful and honestly quite expensive for a homeowner. You know, this is something designers do day in and day out and know the areas that let's spend a little more here, or hey, this is an area we can cut back, or hey, this is going to be a stressful 2 weeks right here. I'm just letting you know we're good. This is how it goes. So a lot of hand-holding, I think, is also just, it's important, and it keeps it less overwhelming for mm-hmm. homeowners.
Yeah. And sometimes have you experienced where, you know, it's possible for a homeowner to like more than one style in their home. And so they might say, I really like a look of a barn door. Can we put that here? And then I really like this other look. And sometimes it doesn't flow exactly, and so you know the homeowner is paying the bill. Do you have the courage to advise the homeowner that you wouldn't quite do it that way, and give them some other advice?
Right, the $1 million question. You know, it's funny. My design approach is I appreciate when people have a space that really reflects who they are. And I have many clients right now, two in particular, that we are working with pieces that are non-negotiables. They stay in that home, they stay in that space. And it is tricky sometimes to design around it, especially if they have an aesthetic that they want or they know that they think they want. So sometimes it's helpful to put things in perspective and let them know this piece is beautiful. Here are my suggestions to make this piece stand out. If that's what we're looking for, it's special. Let's make it special. While still maintaining the integrity of what their design ideas are. So I think it ebbs and flows. And sometimes during the approach, they realize maybe that piece doesn't belong in here and we move it. And other times we design around it and we make it that flagship piece if it's special to them.
But ultimately, you're not pushing your style on a homeowner. You're trying to draw out what the whole homeowner will ultimately love.
You got it. 100%. It's their home, not mine. I'm there to help them create a space that they love, that is super comfortable and super functional for them. Using their style and just helping them along the way of things that I think would flow with that style. Absolutely.
And that's another misconception I think homeowners have is that the homeowner may have an idea about something and they think that, you know, someone coming down from an ivory tower is going to tell them that's not going to work, and they push their particular style on the homeowner, and that's not at all what a good interior designer does.
Correct. Yeah. Again, like I said, it is their home. It is their space. You know, I tell clients it shouldn't look like a museum. This should look like you. When your family, your friends walk in the door, this should be what they see is you and your personality. So a designer is there to help people hone that in and build a space that is so comfortable and so them. Absolutely.
And I would urge homeowners to have an open mind and to listen to some interior designers will push the envelope a little bit, and that's okay. That's you know, you the house you're living in now, you want to, you've already made the decision, you want to change it and make it different. And so, you know, allow the designer to maybe push the edges a little bit so that, because the best scenario is instead of the homeowner dictating to the designer what they want, the designer comes up with ideas that the homeowner may not have ever thought of on their own. And they end up bragging to their friends about, you know, we would have never thought of doing this had the interior designer not suggested it.
Correct. And a lot of times the phone calls that come in, they don't realize what those pain points are. They hire me to come in and a designer to come in and look around, and it's kind of pulling out where that struggle is. Why is this not functioning for you, where they may not see that? So you're absolutely right that sometimes they don't even know what their options are. And a designer is very helpful in finding that.
And this is kind of a pet peeve of mine that I've observed over the years is some homeowners will decide that either they can handle the tasks of that an interior designer would help them with themselves, or they end up hitting up they go to a lighting showroom and they hit up the lighting designer for free advice, or they hit up the tile designer. And the reality is the lighting or tile designer is that their specialty is lighting or tile, and they don't necessarily see the big picture like an interior designer does that gets hired.
Correct. They're seeing one small part of that space. You're absolutely right. And I think that is where my designer by your side sort of grew, was recognizing that people do like to do it. There are many people that love to go to the tile store and source around and ask a tile expert's opinion. But when it comes down to it, that tile may not be the best tile for that space. It may not flow. So I think that's when a designer is very, very helpful. I agree.
100%. Yeah, there's a million choices when it comes to tile. And I remember when we built our home 16 years ago, we wanted a glass tile in the for the backsplash, but the tile we picked out wasn't in our budget. But they were able to find some glass tile that was, and so there's lots of options, and a homeowner doing it on their own, you know, may not know the ins and outs. So I highly encourage folks to use an interior designer, and the outcome will be much better than if they tried to do it on their own. Well, Ryan Marie, what's the best way that folks can get in touch with Ryan Marie Design and Decor?
Absolutely. The best place to start is probably my website, which is RyanMarieDesignDecor.com. And that'll take you to all of my packages. It goes into detail. It has all of my social links, as well as an inquiry to fill out to set up a free phone call just to see if working with a designer is something that is going to benefit you. All that information can be found on my website.
And that's, what's that website again?
www.RyanMarieDesignDecor.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been speaking with interior designer Ryan Marie Preuss with Ryan Marie Design and Decor. And you can always find Ryan Marie Design and Decor within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Ryan Marie.
Thank you. This was a pleasure.
And now we're talking with Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries. How are you, Joe?
Very well, thank you. Hope you are.
Good, thank you. Joe, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Southeastern Galleries.
Southeastern Galleries is a full-service furniture and design center where we sell upscale furniture and everything you need to furnish your home, whether it be furniture, rugs, carpet, wall-to-wall carpet, that is, window treatments such as Hunter Douglas blinds. We can have custom draperies made for you. We sell wallpaper, and we also sell fabric, to make window treatments and reupholster and to make custom linens for your bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have it all.
Gotcha.
And I manage the carpet and custom rug department,
mm-hmm.
Where we make a lot of custom rugs from the various brands that we sell.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And you're talking about specifically the different products that Southeastern Galleries offers, but what about the people that your customers will work with to make it all make sense, put it all together?
Yeah, we have a staff of designers that are trained designers, and they will be glad to work with you and come up to your home and take a look and see what you need, and then come up with a design plan for whether you're doing one room or several rooms or the whole house. We have the people to do it, and we have profiles, like a bio, at our website of our designers. So you're welcome to take a look at that, and you might find someone that you think will really fit your needs.
Mm-hmm. And I think I've talked to some of your staff in the past, and customers have been so have had such a great experience with their designers and Southeastern Galleries in general, that some of the designers have been asked to design houses in other areas other than Charleston. They might have a second house in Florida or Hilton Head or what have you. That's a pretty big compliment.
Yes, we've had those opportunities to handle other homes in other states as well as the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm.
But we do, you know, on a regular basis, we work with people from Beaufort, Bluffton, Hilton Head, and then, you know, the Myrtle Beach area as well. And then people that have homes in the upstate, in the mountains, come to us as well. And so we can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, that's and from a homeowner's point of view, when they find someone who really understands and gets them, they don't want to have to take a risk on working with somebody else down the road. You know, they gravitate back toward the designers at Southeastern Galleries. So that's their comfort zone. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yes. We're glad to work with the client and with whatever their needs are.
Well, I understand that Southeastern Galleries can fabricate custom rugs for homeowners. Talk about that.
Yes, we have quite a good variety of carpet brands where we take wall-to-wall broadloom carpet and turn it into a custom rug. And some of the brands that we carry are most popular is from the Stanton Group, which includes Antrim, Hibernian, Crescent, and Rose Corps. And these are all, you know, very attractive, mostly wool products that can be, some are traditional, some are transitional, and some are modern, you know, so different styles for every, you know, different styles of homes. We have also one of our top brands is Kuristan, and they have a beautiful selection of wool traditional patterns. And we also carry Prestige Mills, which is owned by Stark Carpet. Stark is known throughout the industry as being a premier company, and so a lot of the Prestige Mills styles are crossovers from Stark. And we do have Nurisson, which is wool and transitional as well as traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Plus we have, if you want wall-to-wall and you need something that's extremely easy to clean, we sell Kuristan Smart Strand carpet, which is great and easy to clean, and also Maslin Envision 6-6 nylon, which is very easy to clean as well. And they both have good warranties for wall-to-wall carpet. Getting back to making a custom rug. So once you come in, we'd ask you to come in, maybe take some pictures of your room and show us, you know, kind of an idea of what we're looking for. And then as far as the style, and then we can look at the various styles of carpet and that we have in the showroom, and then find the perfect color and style to work with your existing furniture. Unless you're redoing the whole room with new furniture, then we can, you know, work with the new furniture that's being purchased as well. But just by taking pictures and bringing them in is a good place to start. And if you have a record of your paint color, that would be helpful, because we have paint decks from Sherwin Williams and Benjamin Moore here to pull out and compare carpet with your paint. And so once we've got a good idea of what style and color you're after, we can order samples, which are free from the manufacturer, and send them directly to your home for you to compare with your other fabrics in the room and finishes. And then I would be able to come out, or the designer would come out, to just double check measurements and find the perfect size to fit the room. And once we've done that, then we can provide a quote on the cost of making the rug. And the rug is basically, so we can cut it to whatever size is needed to the inch. So if instead of just a typical 8x10 or 9x12 or 10x14, we can make it an 8'6" rug by 11'9" rug. So that it fits perfectly in your room. And so once we've got the size and the color and style, we'll give you a quote on that. And as long as the carpet is in stock at the mill, the process of ordering usually takes about 3 weeks. And then we have our great delivery staff that will come in, move furniture, and set up the rug, and then put the furniture back in place. And it works out perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about having a custom rug made for them by Southeastern Galleries, and just to get in touch with Southeastern Galleries in general?
Well, they can check out our website at southeasterngalleries.com, or they can give us a call at 843-556-4663 to set up an appointment to come in. And if they have, you know, any fabric samples, and like I said, pictures help, and paint color, or just pictures of the paint, that's a good place to start. Come in and we can work on the search for the perfect rug.
And how about your physical location for Southeastern Galleries?
Yes, we're located at 1885 Ashley River Road, Charleston, South Carolina, 29407. We are located west of the Ashley on Ashley River Road. We are close to Sam Rittenberg Road. And probably about 3 stoplights from 526.
Very good. Very, very convenient location. Well, we have been talking with Joe Myers with Southeastern Galleries, and you can always find Southeastern Galleries within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks very much.
And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. How about yourself today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Jay, take a moment and tell our listeners all about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry, we design, build, and install custom cabinetry for your home, office, really kind of any place that you might need or want cabinetry, especially if you need anything special or specific or just looking to step up the quality in what you're doing.
All right, very good. And I am looking at the HWC Custom Cabinetry ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's a beautiful kitchen project that HWC Custom Cabinetry did, a powder blue painted cabinetry, and underneath your name it says Fine European Style Cabinetry. Can you tell our listeners, describe for our listeners what fine European style cabinetry is?
Absolutely, Tim. That's a great question. And probably maybe almost in that picture seemed potentially a tiny bit at odds with the picture a little bit, perhaps. I think as folks think about European cabinetry, they tend to probably think a little bit more modern styling, contemporary looks, clean lines, crisp lines oftentimes. And maybe some sharper colors or contrast sometimes. So there is that design aesthetic, and that's one that we're well known for in the area and very, very good at. But, you know, Charleston's a very traditional town, and so we do a lot of very traditional work, just like you see in that advertisement as well. But also underneath the hood, kind of the Europeans have really probably refined the art of cabinet making in a sense, especially coming out of World War II. They had to rebuild quickly and developed a lot of things that are kind of under the hood, if you will, that helped them produce good, high-quality product efficiently, both in terms of fabricating it and then also in terms of installation. So one of those things, like what we use, our leg leveling system. I can't speak today, but and those basically, instead of the traditional way, if you or listeners have watched cabinetry installed, frequently the box sits on the floor, they'll take some wood shims, kind of stuff it under there, and to level it up. A couple challenges with that is, you know, if they get wet or you have a little waterline issue, you know, that wood and the cabinet sides are very susceptible to water issues. Regardless of what it's made out of, unless you're using really some outdoor rated stuff or outdoor like a boat board or something, or in our case we utilize a leg leveling system that keeps it up out of the water. The other thing it does is for leveling the cabinetry, also is now when you put 1,000 pounds of stone slab on there or something, those pine shims that would go under traditional cabinetry do tend to give a little bit. So your cabinetry is no longer dead level plumb and square. Mm. But our leg levelers are not compressible. So they stay nice and flat. We laser level everything in the house. When we're installing stone, people tend to really like us because our cabinets are very, very flat even after they put stone on. Mm. So it's a good support for them, supporting an expensive stone slab. There's other things under the hood we go over with in our showroom with clients that we're looking at, how we attach wall cabinets to the wall that let us get them more level plumb and square than kind of your normal cabinets. And to especially deal with, you know, whether it's new construction, you know, things aren't dead level perfect. And then especially if we're down on the peninsula doing a remodel, kind of like what that project is, you know, you're dealing with, you know, a couple 100-year-old houses oftentimes. And, you know, that's its own challenge. So these systems are ideally suited for those types of environments like we have here.
Well, even new houses, sometimes the walls are not level and plumb either, right?
Yeah. I mean, lumber's getting pushed through faster and faster. And so, you know, trying to get that perfectly level plumb, or oftentimes, you know, that's not a priority in the budget because those things tend to take money to get better. And so it's like much of the building process, there's trade-offs and what are the things we value and are most important, and how do we make the most of our dollars, and kind of all that really ties together well.
Gotcha. HWC Cabinetry has been around how long?
Well, we have just in 24, we celebrated our 20th year in business here in the local.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been an exciting ride, you know, so everything from pre-recession to COVID and now, you know, this has been a great place to live and work and raise our family and develop a team and just have wonderful clients to work with.
Well, very good. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks have had a lot of success with working with local interior designers and custom builders. And why do some of these high-end custom builders and design professionals seek the work of HWC Custom Cabinetry?
That is likewise a good question, Tim, and something that I'm very sensitive to. When starting this company back in 2004, one of the things I went in with was, if we will simply do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it, we would kind of beat out, if you will, over 90% of our, quote, competition. So even 20 years later, that's an extremely important core value for us. And so whether that's schedule, quality of materials, functional expectations, all of those things are part of that. But, and you know, occasionally things don't. There might be a snowstorm in the Northeast and products delayed. When those sorts of things happen, we reach out to our builders or clients as soon as we know those things to help kind of work through the project scheduling to mitigate those problems or potential impacts of those things, so much so that, you know, we're in the middle of you know, waterfront phase three luxury condominiums, or not just condominiums but multifamily homes over on Daniel Island, and we're the single source provider for all the condos out at the Cape at Kiawa as well, so almost 80 custom units out there similarly. And so the developers and clients have been extremely pleased that we've met those expectations time and time and time and time and time again. That's what we do on our single family homes and individual clients and builders as well. So that's certainly a big thing that is there. There's a obvious, I say obvious, but there's a certain level of quality that's expected. And after 20 years, you start seeing your product that's been installed for 20 years. So you really know that it is. We've engineered it very carefully. We've paid attention to the materials, the things we're fabricating from, and we've never let the bottom dollar of how much we're paying for a drawer guide or a piece of plywood or whatever be the sole determiner of what do we build this cabinet from. And so it's caused us to be very deliberate about sourcing materials, understanding what's in it, the quality testing that goes on with it, verifying those quality standards even as they come into the door of our facility before we use it to fabricate somebody's project, wanting to be very sure that we hit that time and time and time again.
Gotcha. Well, that must be quite a feather in HWC Custom Cabinetry's hat to have been chosen to provide all of the cabinetry for those two different condominium projects, the one out near Kiowa and the one on Daniel Island. How many different kitchens, and did you also do the bathrooms for both of those projects?
Yes, we did really the whole thing. So whether it's bathrooms, laundry rooms, built-ins, the kitchens and islands, pantries, you know, the Cape in particular was very custom. So room selection varied a good bit, as well as did what happened in those rooms. The project over at the waterfront was a little more streamlined, but there was still some owners that purchased early and were able to make changes. And we've had a number of clients that have either bought those units later or they had them and have reached back out to us sometime later to, hey, they want to add this or do this or change something about it, or, you know, just different projects they want done. So that's, it is, we're very humbled by that. I'm very cognizant of kind of, you know, how we started and the fact that we're operating in that arena as well as serving single family homes, I think is a good testament to our values and our team, the people we have on our team that make all that happen. We've invested heavily in technology to help facilitate these things. But at the end of the day, especially in this world of manufacturing, construction, you've got to have the right people to deliver those things day in and day out.
Well, I can just imagine the logistical challenges with having to gear up to do 80 kitchens or 80 bathrooms or you know 80 laundry room cabinetry projects. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, I mean, you folks are a local business. You don't have some gigantic factory. How many employees does HWC Custom Cabinetry have?
Yeah. So we're kind of in the mid 20s right now. And, that's about where we're at presently.
It sort of reminds me of one of our previous creative director. He used to say, "I can't believe we pull off what we do at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Every quarter with a new issue, and we've got about eight employees. So you with 20, I mean that's an amazing feat to be able to do what you folks do with such a limited staff.
And we've got some great other resources. You know, we'll partner with different people or teams for different things. So we definitely brought in some other folks in the midst of some of those projects to help with that, but they were all on board with what we're doing and how we're doing it. So it was a real privilege to get to do those. We're very thankful.
Well, that's great. Jay, how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, I would encourage anybody that's looking to remodel or do new cabinetry in any way, shape, or form, check us out on the web and get a sense of some of the projects we do. And just, they're all very collaborative. So our clients speak heavily into those designs. We don't just pull them out of thin air. But we do have a great design team, so we can if that's important. But then also give us a holler at 843-207-0750. Or they can contact us through our website via email there as well. And let's get together in our showroom, take a look at your project and how we might serve you best.
All right. We've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry, and you can always find HWC Custom Cabinetry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with physician assistant Rose Traeger with B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness. How are you doing, Rose?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Rose, take a moment and tell our listeners all about B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness.
Sure. So B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness is a practice in Mount Pleasant, and it is owned by a PA. It's been around for about 5 years. I personally work for the practice and run the wellness side of things, in addition to the wellness side of things, which we'll hopefully get a chance to chat about pretty extensively today. There's a full aesthetics offering also, which includes injectables, neurotoxins and fillers, and facials, tattooing, other type of aesthetic offerings.
Okay, very good. Well, I have to admit, I really don't know anything about B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness and the services that you offer. So this will be an enlightening interview for me, and I'm sure many of our listeners. But let me start it off by saying how does the services that B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness in Mount Pleasant, how does that relate to the home?
Sure. So from a wellness perspective, it relates to the home, because I think if we're able to treat our patients or clients and help their wellness journey from medically guided weight loss to vitamin and nutrition boosting, metabolism boosters, those types of things. It aligns similarly to how we do maintenance around our house. So it's kind of like maintenance for the body, general upkeep for the body. And also because it can boost your energy, it allows you to better be able to do things around your house and enjoy your time spent in your home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. A home will inevitably need maintenance, and so does one's body need maintenance as well. So let's talk about some of the services offered as part of the wellness services at B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness.
Sure. So we have medically guided weight loss. As part of that, we offer a couple of different metabolism boosters, which are usually a weekly injectable that patients either come to the office to receive, or if they're comfortable, they can do at home. We also offer compounded GLP medications, which is kind of all of the rage, the semaglutide and the tirzepatide, also can either be a weekly injectable in the office or done at home. We have vitamin supplementations throughout the winter. Kind of the rage with that was immunity boosters. There was a lot of flu and illness that kind of was throughout the low country this winter, and we were able to help boost people to either get over illness quicker or maybe prevent personal illness. We also offer infusions, which can kind of be tailored from anything to boosting skin and collagen production from the inside, creating a little bit of extra skin glow, or immunity type boosters. And most excitingly, we offer NAD, which is a naturally occurring coenzyme that can boost energy metabolism and is kind of considered like the fountain of youth. It's an anti-aging enzyme.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the NAD supplementation. Talk about that, what it is and who should be considering that.
Sure. So to get a little bit sciencey for a minute, the NAD actually stands for nicotinamide adenidide dinucleotide, and it's a coenzyme that's found naturally in all living cells. It plays a role in energy production, metabolism, and anti-aging. The NAD is really considered a cellular regenerative medication, which helps manage external signs of aging and support your body to repair and restore internal well-being. Anybody can kind of consider supplementing their NAD. We typically target those who are greater than the age of 40 because it's estimated that between ages 40 and 50, your body naturally loses about 50% of the NAD, which was occurring naturally within the body.
Mm, gotcha. And you mentioned that it's the NAD supplementation is best for people over 40. Does it make any difference, male or men or women, who should be considering NAD supplementation?
Nope, both men and women can consider it. And we have kind of generalized treatment plans that we kind of broadly offer to patients. But always before we start supplementation, I provide a one-on-one consult with each patient talking about background medical conditions, any medications or supplements that they're already on, and then can create an individualized regimen that suits the patient both based on the goals that they're trying to achieve, as well as the time and the budget that they have to spend on that.
And is it so it's men and women, primarily over 40. Are there any telltale signs or anything that someone might be experiencing a lack of the NAD that they need to get in contact with B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness to get the NAD supplementation?
Sure. So there's not like a specific lab test that we use to kind of check those levels, and there's probably not a very specific outward appearance that a patient would, but I would consider anyone who's over the age of 50 who's either noticing kind of any fatigue or decreased mental clarity, difficulty sleeping at night, or decreased skin elasticity, wrinkling, those types of things, to reach out. The consultations that we provide are complimentary. We only charge if we start actual treatment. And so there's no harm in kind of reaching out to us and hearing more about what we have to offer and how it might fit.
All right. And how is the NAD supplementation applied? Is it injected, or do you take a pill, or is there a cream to put on or something?
Sure. So NAD supplementation can be an oral supplementation. I can help guide patients on which are best to purchase. We don't currently have any for purchase in the office. There's some theory that basically it's not very well absorbed orally, that kind of the digestive enzymes that help you get your nutrients from your food break it down before it can kind of get into the cells and be used. And so it's most effective if patients either receive it in an intramuscular injection or an intravenous infusion. They can get the intramuscular injections in our office, or if they're comfortable injecting at home, we can provide a package in which they could take some injections with them so that they don't have to come into the office on a biweekly or weekly basis. And the infusions obviously would be completed in office. And usually we just use that first time meeting, the complimentary consultation, to figure out what's going to fit best, both on goals and time and money that they want to spend on this.
Well, you managed to educate me on what NAD supplementation is. I'm sure many of our listeners as well, and myself and many of our listeners probably would say yes. I suffer from fatigue and sometimes have trouble sleeping and have a lack of mental clarity. So I would be a prime candidate, it sounds like, for NAD supplementation.
Well, we sure would be happy to see you in the office at any point.
Well, I appreciate that. How can folks get more information about B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness?
Sure. So they can reach out. We have a phone number at 843-901-5416, which is callable and textable to reach the office. We have a website that they can reach us, thebeaesthetics.com, which has kind of full frequently asked questions, information, links to emails, so they can contact us directly. And I believe that in the future, they're going to be able to see some advertising material that would be present in one of your magazines.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with physician assistant Rose Traeger with B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness. And I forgot to ask you your physical location.
We are located at 767 Coleman Boulevard in Mount Pleasant.
All right, very good. Once again, thank you to Rose Traeger, physician assistant with B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.